For KBAA News, I'm Colin Hope. Governor Jay Nixon has approved $132 million to be spent on improvements to the Capitol and other state facilities. Nixon had put a hold on the money when the 2014 budget took effect last July, but the governor said today he's releasing the money because of an improved economy. The money includes $28.5 million for repairs at the state capitol, which has been plagued by water leaks, and also $12.5 million for improvements at state parks. It also includes $38 million for the design and construction of a state office building and the renovation of the Missouri Department of Transportation headquarters. Lawmakers had envisioned a new building, but Nixon's administration plans to instead use the money to renovate existing facilities. A federal judge has ruled that the City of Moberly and its Industrial Development Authority are not responsible for bonds involved in a failed artificial sweetener plant project. Moberly said the agency issued $39 million in bonds in July 2010 to finance construction of the Mamtec plant, which was expected to create 600 jobs. The project never materialized. U.S. District Judge Nanette Lawrie ruled Monday that the city legally issued the bonds. She said the concept that governments can't be sued for legal official acts prevents investment banker Morgan Keegan from arguing that the city was liable for the losses. Morgan Keegan sold the bonds issued by Moberly. An Iowa company has pleaded guilty to federal charges stemming from the release of thousands of gallons of gasoline-contaminated water into a sewer system in southwest Missouri. The Joplin Globe reports that Des Moines-based Seneca Companies pleaded guilty Friday in a federal court in Springfield to the negligent introduction of a pollutant or hazardous substance into a publicly owned sewer system without any permit. The plea agreement requires the company to pay a fine between $75,000 and $200,000 and publicly apologize. In December 2010, Seneca employees repairing a gas line at convenience store in Dunnewaug dumped gasoline-contaminated water out into a contaminated area into the sewer system. An estimated 7,500 to 10,000 gallons were released. Gas vapors in the sewer under the Dunnewaug Elementary School forced the evacuation of 150 students. The number of missing or destroyed military records at a federal government warehouse in St. Louis is significantly larger than initially believed. A 2012 audit found that a file check at the National Personnel Records Center wrongly filed nearly three-fourths of the 1,200 files assigned to him over a three-month period. Archives workers could earn bonus pay through an incentive program for completing more filings. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the head of the National Archives wrote in a recent memo that nearly 4,000 records of individual federal employees were dumped, stashed, or otherwise destroyed. Federal inspectors say another 4,000 documents were discovered in 2011 when an older record center in suburban St. Louis was shut down. Columbia Public Schools announced in an email to staff today it decided on four final candidates to interview for the position of superintendent of schools. The Board of Education has not released the names of the candidates, but will be interviewing them over the next several days to come. The position of superintendent was left open following the announcement that Superintendent Chris Belcher would retire at the end of this June. Superintendent Belcher had been considering this move since December of last year. He has since accepted position at the University of Missouri's College of Education. Starting September 1st, he begins as an assistant teaching professor within MU's Department of Educational Leadership and Policy Analysis. The Board of Education says after narrowing its choices from 18 to 4 candidates, it will make another announcement about the superintendent position after scheduling community forums. A decision to suspend the arts education program at the University of Missouri has some students responding in protest. A Facebook page called Save Art Ed currently has over 43,000 likes and gives information regarding where to send petitions and who to contact about reinstating the program. Associate Dean of Academic Affairs Catherine Cheval says the decision was made due to low graduate applicants and insufficient funds. She says while this may seem disheartening to those who are passionate about the program, new state requirements for art education teachers could attract more applicants in the future. Cheval says if the school receives more applicants, the program could be reinstated. Cheval says only undergraduate programs are affected by the suspension. The graduate and doctoral level courses are still available. For KBIA News, I'm Colin Hope.